take it back. Just wait and see. Don't tread on me. I won't sit back, stand idly by. Watch the heart of my nation die. Oh, not me. Don't tread on me. Don't tread on my father. Don't tread on my guts. Don't you tread on my faith in God's only son. Don't tread on me. Don't tread on me. Better leave me alone, cause I wanna be free. And I damn still fight for my liberty. I'm telling you, brother, don't tread on me. Come, gonna take a stand. Spread these words all across the land. From sea to sea, don't tread on me. So tell your neighbors, tell all your friends. Gonna see that eagle flying high again. You better believe, don't tread on me. Don't tread on my Bible, don't tread on my guns. Don't you tread on my faith of God's only son. Don't tread on me. Don't tread on me. Better leave me alone, cause I wanna be free. And I'll damn sure fight for my liberty. I'm telling you, brother, don't tread on me. Yeah, I'm telling you, brother, don't tread on me.
Hey everybody, welcome on into TGIF. Thank God it is Friday, February 16th, 2024 edition of Your Defending Fathers with Chuck and Randy Bishop here on the Patriot Voice Radio Network. Greatly appreciate you guys being part of the show today. Text line is open, 231-360-5140. Greatly appreciate the comments. What happened at your county convention last night? I attended the county convention in Genesee County, and I got to tell you, it was amazing. The chaos, the delays. Did you guys have a 45-minute, 48-minute delay at your county convention? I got reports that Washtenaw County, where Adam the Radical, DeAngeli, was arguing with some woman over the tabulators, the machines. Evidently, she discovered a breach in the machines. The patriots in the room demanded, absolutely demanded, that they do paper ballots. Well, the chair, of course, John Dunlap, We don't have any printers. We don't have the ability to produce any paper ballots. So we have to use this tabulator machine. Well, guess what? The Patriots showed up. They were prepared. They brought printers with them. They brought paper with them. And they did it. Phyllis reporting in on a field report that they took over the convention. It was glorious, she said. Now they're sending, let's see, what did she say? 39, I believe, out of 43. 39 out of 43 are voting delegates supporting Christina Caramo, supporting the right people for RNC chair, or excuse me, committee man and committee woman. I'm so focused talking about the chair at the RNC because Ronna Romney's gone after South Carolina. But text me and let me know what happened at your county convention. William Hamilton reporting in, LaPierre went very smoothly. So did Antrim County. Vicki had a good talk with her on my way up to the hotel. Thank you, Denise Smith. Great room. Greatly appreciate you putting me up. Hit a whiteout just south of West Branch last night. 24 degrees. The roads got slick. and a whiteout. I couldn't see the hood of the car. I'm like, okay, God, you're telling me to take up Denise's offer for the room. So I slowly drifted to the right and came off the ramp and checked in right here. Wyndham Hotel, Super 8, right off the main drag. And great room, nice hot tub before I went to bed last night. Slept like a baby. Thank you, John. Thank you, everybody, for all of your help last night at Genesee. Diane, Paige, Denise, Mike, Mark, you guys are all patrons. We're going to talk about it in the next segment. Short break, a word from our sponsors. We'll be right back.
Little Traverse Disposal in Harbor Springs supports this radio station, and we would like you to support them. Little Traverse Disposal is locally owned with hardworking guys that provide professional trash disposal for your home or business. You're already spending the money. Why not support a Northern Michigan-owned company who supports us? So call them today at 231-487-0780. Again, 231-487-0780.
LegendarySystems.net now offers affordable remote tech support for your computer, the same service that large companies have been using for years. To discuss your needs and pricing, call us at 231-818-8349. Don't take your computer in for repairs. Let us do it remotely. Again, call us today at 231-818-8349.
Hi, this is Ian Murphy from the Iron Pig Smokehouse in downtown Gaylord. Join me every Tuesday at 10 a.m. with Trucker Randy for an update on all things happening at the Iron Pig. We're open 7 days a week and serving breakfast Saturdays and Sundays. You can order online anytime for takeout, curbside, and delivery at ironpigsmoke.com. And be sure to keep up with our legal battle against the health department by subscribing to our podcast at fuelcasttv.com.
Trucker Randy here. Let's face it, we're all getting older, but we don't have to feel the pains of getting older. Most people and even our pets have daily pain. Don't let pain slow you down. Get natural relief with CBD products from Patriots Relief. Designed by nature and trusted by millions, CBD synergistically works with your body to naturally relieve pain along with many other benefits. CBD is not marijuana and you will not get high. Vicky and I trust Patriots Relief products because they truly work. Go to their website, patriotsrelief.com, then call Tim and his family at 877-230-1776. Mention the promo code TR1 to get the biggest discounts. Again, call 877-230-1776 and mention TR1. Patriotsrelief.com.
Had enough of career politicians? I have. Hi, I'm Dr. Sherry O'Donnell, running for U.S. Senate. It is time to cure Washington of politics as usual. I have the backbone, knowledge, and guts to fix illegal immigration, inflation, and national security. I will protect our freedoms. It is time we cure what ails America. Vote Dr. Sherry O'Donnell for U.S. Senate. Paid for by Dr. Sherry for Senate.
Everybody, welcome back into the show. Second segment of hour number one. This is going to be Field Report Friday. Got a text message from Presque County. Their convention went very smoothly, and they're actually sending some elected officials to the state convention caucus, which is really good news. Glad to hear that. They have Onaway School Board members Jim Rieger and John Palmer, Sherry LaFave, and the chairman of the party, Bob Britsky. They're going to be the voting delegates for Presque Isle. Rod Wheeler reporting in. I'm sorry, Rod, what county are you? Crawford, Misaki? What county are you from down that way? Said our meeting went great, only lasted 8 minutes. And my wife and I are going on to March 2nd. Good, so I'll see you guys down there. Says the Michigan GOP business only lasted most of the 8 minutes. That was it. County convention, that was it. Greg reporting in from Livingston County. All went well in Livingston, and he was elected to go to the state convention. Excellent, excellent. Oh, Rod's in Lake County. Okay, good, good, good. Let's see. Yep, Nikki, I got that. Let's see. Let's see. I'm not seeing that. That's a long message, Nikki. I can't get to that one. I'll read it during the break. I got a text from Michael Versa in District 8, Genesee County, Executive Committee Board Member. I got to meet Michael and his wife, and also Mark. Got to meet Mark for the first time. Michael actually made the motion nominating me to be the permanent chair of their convention. Mark seconded it. And the Rhinos showed up. It was very simple. Out of 317 delegates, 159 only showed up. They were missing 158. They had 50.51% of the delegates show up to a county convention. And the very interesting thing, a lot of people came up to me and others and said that they did not receive a call to convention from the county chair. Interesting. Did the county chair selectively send out call to conventions? Only his friends? Because the vote was overwhelming. 110 to keep him, the chair of the party, on as the permanent chair of the convention. And the Patriot Outsider got 49. So I withdrew my name from the nomination process so they didn't have to count, and packed up and headed north. But this statement from Michael basically says it all. Chuck or Randy, it's a rare opportunity to meet a true patriot as yourself who traveled extensively through stormy weather to represent those of us at our Genesee County Convention. Your presence only fuels our determination to carry on with this fight within our own Republican Party in Genesee County. We sincerely appreciate your efforts. Looking forward to working with you again. Best regards, Michael Versa, District 8, Genesee County Executive Committee. Nick Wallace, up there in Harbor Springs, Petoskey area, Emmett County. I didn't receive a call to convention either. Ha, ha, ha. Livingston County Officer Rick reporting in. Livingston County did the same electric ballot system. It seemed to go smoothly. And he's going to state convention. Excellent, man. You know what? When we get down there in the first district, all of us skinny people need to get together and get our picture taken. Rick said he hit his goal weight to get below 210 in just 32 days. He started at 252, and this morning he's weighing in at 208. Good for you, brother. Congratulations. Looks like, what, 44 pounds? In 32 days. How do you feel? So, yeah, very, very interesting results. Let's see. Nikki, Manistee County went well. two out of eight not supporting Caramo, but no fighting. So six out of eight are supporting Caramo, two out of eight aren't. That's interesting. Greg says, I'm looking forward to seeing a slim Trucker Randy. Well, you make sure you hunt us down in the first congressional district. Come shake the hand, and we will get a picture taken together, brother. Rick says, I feel great. So, good, good, good. Yeah, you guys come hunt us down in the first district. I'll be parliamentarian for Dare Rendon, and we will be running a very smooth first district caucus. Looking forward to the candidates coming and speaking to the room and electing a new RNC committee man, committee woman. And also, one thing that I think is really, really interesting is what will the final tally be for Donald Trump? Let's see if we have any rhino holdouts that might end up voting for Nikki Haley. Okay, what's going on? Let's see. Is that, Phyllis, is that your defendingfathers.com's website? Okay, she just texted me back. Oh, wait a minute. Finally loaded. Guys, there could be an update in the firmware. If you're trying to listen on the phone, turn your phone off, wait about 2 minutes, turn it back on, and then go back to the website. We had some firmware updates, so that may have caused the website to not work on your cell phones. Randy and Jenny from Fenton area, I believe. Is that Fenton? Yeah. Says they saw Officer Rick at Livingston County Convention last night, and yes, he is looking good. So, good, good, good. Nikki said, yes, I had to restart the app this morning as well. Let's see. Is it Michael? No. It was somebody else. Who was it? Where I told him to turn his phone off. Let's see. Rick says, Missy's program is the easiest program I've ever done. Yes, sir. Amen to that. Well, anyway, here's the bottom line. Adam DeAngeli, who is a racist, flat out, I've been told that he's actually a grand wizard for the KKK, hates Christina Caramo on his small little watched Rescue Michigan YouTube channel. I believe he usually gets the same 47 people, probably the same 40 that voted to remove Christina, follow him on his YouTube rants. Tried to use some type of electronic tabulator, and there was discovered that it had a security breach. The woman pointed it out, demanded that they use paper ballots. Well, I guess Adam and this woman got into a shouting match. And sure enough, they tried to remove her. I don't know if they called the sergeant of arms or the police, whoever it was, but she ended up staying. The room went nuts, yelling to leave her alone. And the Patriots prevailed. That was in Washtenaw County. So, it's going to be an interesting March 2nd, I can tell you that. Going to be very, very interesting. Phyllis says, DeAngeli doesn't like women either, which was obvious last night too. You know, I believe he's been single his entire life. I'm not sure if he's ever been married. One of the things you have to look at is the process. I always talk about the process. You have to understand, folks, they don't like us. It's blatantly obvious that they don't. And so as a result, we have to stand and fight at every one of these conventions. It's what we have to do. And in that process, we find out who's with us and who's against us. Now, I'm brainstorming with Diane and Denise and Paige and the others down there in Genesee County, Mark, Mike, John, all you folks I met last night. And I said, you know what? I've been told, and could somebody please verify this on a precinct delegate filing deadline? Downstate Kim, if you're listening, I appreciate if you look this up. Somebody look this up. I was told the deadline for precinct delegates filing is May 7th. If you're running for county commissioner, school boards, or whatever, the filing deadline is April 23rd. But for some reason, precinct delegates is May 7th? Well, if that's the case, after I get done teaching Robert's Rules of Order in Traverse City on April 13th, I told Diane and Denise, maybe we need to teach a class in Genesee County. That would be Flint for you folks down in southeastern Michigan, mid-Michigan area. You haven't come to Gaylord. You haven't come to St. Ignace yet. You're not going to come to Traverse City. I said, maybe we should do another class on April 27th, 2 weeks later, and do it as a event to recruit precinct delegates for Genesee County. What we should do is advertise it, promote it to get people to come, and then I can, at the end of the class, have affidavits of identity there. I know Denise is a notary. I think Diane's a notary. We could have them notarized, and they could turn them into the clerk, and we could get brand new Patriot precinct delegates for Genesee County. I'd be willing to do that. Because the more Patriots we train and educate about Robert's Rules of Order and the Michigan State Constitution, I mean, even the parliamentarian that they actually paid, excuse me, my throat's closing up. I'm getting so ticked off about it. They paid this parliamentarian, elderly man, with all due respect. Actually, he might even be younger than me. I'm not sure. But he sat up there and he looked totally confused. Absolutely somewhat overwhelmed in having to make split-second decisions about Robert's Rules of Order and how to handle a little simple motion that Diane Cotter made about removing two of the rules where they approved the rules without any discussion. Motion made, seconded, all in favor say aye. Whoa, 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 stop! Where was the discussion, Mr. Chair? Motion, seconded, support, discussion, not hearing any discussion, all in favor say aye. But he didn't even offer up discussion. And the parliamentarian was sitting right next to him. It was a ramrod kangaroo court in Genesee County last night. Well, don't worry, guys. The Patriots are coming. We're going to fix it from North Country with all of you. We'll be right back.